Test 74, Section 2, Question 25. Here we're looking for parallel flaw. And if we look at our conclusion, it says, it follows that they have an immunity to infection by this microorganism. So that's really kind of a general conclusion. It's saying it follows that they have A. Thus, some morally right actions do not serve the interests. Doesn't sound super similar. The second answer choice B, they probably never try to persuade people. I don't know that that sounds great either. It's negative. And so obviously those she did not want to, that's still a negative. I don't love it. The recent decline shows that their taxes are too high. Maybe, I don't know. And this shows the procedure cannot be of much value. I'd pick D and then come back to it and double check. And this is one where I don't feel really confident in D. And so I would be definitely checking the others. So if a person has an immunity to infection by a microorganism, then the microorganism does not cause them to develop harmful symptoms. So if you have immunity, then you don't create, then you don't get symptoms. Since many people are exposed to staph without developing harmful symptoms, it follows they have an immunity. So this is just a bad if then. It's saying if immunity, then not harmful symptoms. Many people don't have harmful symptoms, therefore immunity. So it's if A, then B, B, therefore A. And so that's what we want to find in our answer. So let's check and see if D does first. When business owners are subject to excessive taxation, they become less willing to expand their businesses. Okay, so if there is too much taxes, then they don't expand. The recent decline in business expansions thus shows that their taxes are too high. Well, maybe. That's pretty close. And so I would hold on to D for the time being. If I was in a pinch, I would go ahead and take this and run. But if I had the time, this is one that I would still eliminate the others just because I'm not totally confident in it. And so I would eliminate. Everything morally right is just, but some actions that are best serve the interests of everyone are not just. It's not really the same structure because it's saying everything is just, some that serve are not just. That's not going to give us the same thing. And so that's, we need something that's going to say everything morally right is just, some that are just do something else. So advertisers try to persuade people that certain claims are true. Since writers of fiction are not advertisers, they never do it. That one's a bad if then, but it's the other type. It's saying if you're an advertiser, you try to persuade. And then it's saying fiction are not advertisers, so they don't persuade. It's still a bad if then. It's just saying if not A, not B, instead of saying if B, then A. Isabel said she'd take the medication. Okay, she said she'd take it. Obviously, though, she did not do so because medication either cures disease or alleviates it. Symptoms, and Isabel is still quite ill. This one has problems, but it's not a bad if-then, because it's sort of saying, well, she could still be quite ill even if it alleviates its symptoms. And then E, studies show that doctors tend to wash their hands less often than other healthcare professionals. This shows the procedure cannot be of much value. That's a flaw in that it's saying it's taking what somebody does and then assessing its value on the basis of that. But that's not really going to make this argument good, or that doesn't have the same flaw. And so D is going to be our correct answer.